This is Judy Mario, and this is Choices. And today we are talking about finding your most assertive self. Why don't we say what we think? And why is it easier to think of what we should have said rather than what we did say? Why is it sometimes so hard to say no to people? Well, we probably can come up with answers to all these kinds of things, but what we want is not just why. We want how to do it better, how to stand up for our own rights without violating the rights of another person. That's the definition of assertiveness, how to stand up for ourselves without violating the rights of someone else. So what we have to do, if we're going to do that, is to start identifying our fears. What is it that keeps us from taking action? Because, you see, assertiveness is within each one of us. We were born with it, and we just learned not to use it. So we have to start looking at what is the fear that keeps us from taking the action. And I believe very honestly that many times the fear has to do with not wanting to be rejected or not wanting to hurt somebody. So many times in life we've been told that we need to give people the benefit of the doubt, that they didn't mean it a certain way, that we want to listen to their side of it and try to be empathetic. And that's true. We do. But we also want to stand up for our own rights. And it is very important for us to learn how to do that. We have to realize, too, that assertiveness is not just a bunch of techniques that are all strung together like pearls on a necklace. It is not something that one does. It is something that you are. It's an approach. It's the way of being. It's the way you make choices. It has to do with your attitude and your desires and your goals. And really and truly what assertiveness is all about is about caring for yourself and caring for others, treating both yourself and others with respect. So many times we have a tendency to kind of take care of other people rather than take care of ourselves, and we don't speak up or we get caught up in their manipulative techniques. Some people have tricks. And they do things that they, in order to get you to say or do what they want, in order to get you to give in, they know how to push your buttons, to manipulate you in order to get behaviors that they want from you. And that doesn't generate any kind of positive results or relationships. And sometimes, you know, we need to have our assertiveness skills intact when people are bullying us, because people try to make power moves on us. They try to bully us into doing things. And we need to learn that we don't have to do what other people want us to do. We can say no. And, I mean, it was easy for us to say no when we were kids, right? When you were 2 years old, you probably said no all the time. But we were conditioned not to do that and to take other people's needs and their wants and their wishes into consideration. And yes, we do want to take it into consideration, but we do not want to take care of others at the expense of hurting ourselves. Everyone has some potential to be assertive. I have people that say, well, maybe I'm too assertive. No, if you're too assertive, you're aggressive. Because what assertiveness is assertiveness is that ability to stand up for yourself without hurting or in any way damaging the other person or stepping into their comfort zone or their area where they have their own rights. We have to be sure that we treat their rights with respect as well as giving ourselves our own rights and our own respect. And you can do this. You can do this. And then regardless of whether you're male or female, young or old, or where you're from, you still can tap into your assertive potential. Yes, in some parts of the world or in some cultures, we learn to be more passive. But the important thing here is to just keep remembering that assertiveness is appropriate behavior. Is this behavior appropriate for this situation? Is it appropriate, and does it take care of me as well as the other person in this encounter? if you will be more assertive, you're going to find that you're going to get some really, really good benefits from being more assertive. And one of the things is you're going to relieve yourself of having a lot of stress, because anytime we don't stand up for ourselves and we think about it later, we start thinking, I should have done this, I should have said this, I should have told them off, I could have done this, what if I'd have only. And that causes stress, because you start thinking, well, you took care of everybody else but yourself, or well, you let that person walk all over you. So when we're assertive, we can be proud of our self-control and at the same time proud of the fact that we did stand up for ourselves. Another benefit of assertiveness is that assertive people are attractive. They have very attractive human characteristics. People respect and admire people who state their positions with clarity and confidence. You can maintain dignity while not showing people that you are exaggerated or not dealing with their aggressiveness or not victimizing other people. You can maintain dignity and you can say what you need to say without hurting those other people. Well, in the long term, people like people who say no when they mean it. People like people who say what they mean and sound like they mean it and are clear about what they mean. Another benefit that you might get from assertiveness is you might be a little healthier, because, you know, when we put our own rights aside, when we let people take advantage of us, we start to feel bad about who we are. We start to complain and we gripe about our problems because we didn't do anything about it. And so we become very often mentally, physically, and emotionally drained. And it's important for us to be assertive, because assertive behavior means that we don't take the problem to people who just can agree with us, but rather what we do is we take the problem to those who can do something about it. And I find that happens in most organizations that I work with, is that people don't go to the boss and say, here's a problem and here's what we need to do to fix it. Instead, they just go to their coworkers and their people in the other departments, and they just whine and carry on about, you know, the problems day after day, month after month, year after year, the same problem over and over and over. Whereas if you were assertive, what you would do is you would go to somebody who could help you fix that problem, and you would tell them about it. See, in order for you to get what you want, you have to let other people know what you want. You need to let people know if you need more money, or you need less work, or you need some help in your department. You need to let people know that you want respect. You want to treat people with respect, and you want to be treated with respect. So it's important for you to tell people what's going on. That's assertive. When you tell people I'm tired, or you tell people I'm frustrated or angry, that's assertive. You don't have to act on that frustration or act on that anger. Just simply express it. Just simply express it. I use a technique called the easy technique in order to tell people what it is that I want or how I feel about things. And the way that is you use easy as an acronym, and the E stands for express how you feel. And the A is about what. And the S is say what you want them to do differently, and the Y is to explain why. And so it's so simple because it's easy, and you can remember that because the word easy tells you that it's easy to do. So you express how you feel. So you can say I'm angry. You can say I'm upset. You can say I'm frustrated. There's nothing wrong with that. Just don't get in the person's face and be shaking your finger at the time that you're saying it. So just express how you feel, and use neutral words. Use the words I'm concerned or I'm surprised. It tells people that you care. You know, I'm concerned now about what? About the fact that you were late to work 3 times this week, or about the fact that you went into my desk without permission and got things out of it. So I'm concerned about you being late. Sounds a lot better than I'm really ticked off at you for you being late to work 3 times this week. And so start with how you feel, but make it neutral. I'm surprised that you went in my guest without permission. That tells people that you don't appreciate what they did, but it's not being nasty. It's being assertive. It's being appropriate. It's being kind. Then you say what you want people to do differently. In the future, if you need something from my desk, just ask me. Or in the future, if you find you're going to be late for work, please give me a call and let me know that you're running late, because then I can prepare for the day. So those are what you want people to do, and then you say why. Because then I can put someone else at your desk to cover your position until you get here. Because then I will know that what you need is a certain supply, and we'll make sure that you have it in your own desk so that you don't have to go in mine. So it's E-A-S-Y. Express how you feel, about what, say what you want people to do differently, and state why. That is such an incredible technique, and it works so well. And one of the reasons it works so well is because it is sequential. When you go E-A-S-Y, that is sequential. And you know, when you were a kid and you'd get angry about something, your parents would tell you, go out and count to 10. And I always thought count to 10 just meant count to 10. I didn't know that what it actually meant was to do something sequential. Because when you do something sequential like that, it takes you over into the logical side of your brain, and it takes you out of the emotional side of your brain, because when you're in emotion, you just can't think how to handle a situation. But if you can remember, E-A-S-Y, express how I feel, about what, say what I want them to do differently, and why, that immediately takes you out of the emotion. It takes you over into the logical side of your brain, and you're able to deal with the situation much more logically. And that's what we want. We want to handle people in a logical way so that we're not the ones that looks like we're having some emotional fit. If somebody's going to have an emotional fit, let it be someone else. Don't let it be you, because you want to look professional at all times. We have to interact with people every single day. Every single day you interact with people at work and at home and in organizations and in the public places and where you shop. And your ability to manage your behaviors and just assert yourself with people who are different from you is going to determine how successful you are in both your professional life and your personal life. This is Judy Mario, and this is Choices. On this show every day, we talk about the choices that you have that you can make in life, in all the different areas of your life. We talk about what you can do at your career and in your personal life, in your relationships, your finances, your health. We all make choices every single day. And we want to be sure that the choices we make are good choices. This is Judy Mario, and I always want to talk about what you want to hear about. So, listeners, if you'd like to let me know what it is that you want to hear me talk about, just contact me, Judy, at judymario.com. That's J-U-D-I at J-U-D-I-M-O-R-E-O.com, Judy at JudyMario.com. Just write me an email and let me know what subject matter you'd like me to talk about. And if you have any questions you want answered, send those as well, and I'll be happy to address them for you. And while you're over there on the Internet, just go to JudyMario.com, J-U-D-I-M-O-R-E-O.com, and sign up for my free monthly newsletter. It comes out every month, and it gives you all kinds of tips and techniques for how you can make your life even better than it already is. And one of the things that's there is there's like a link that you can click on to receive the subscription to our quarterly magazine, which is Choices Magazine. And Choices Magazine has articles by your favorite self-esteem authors. And you're going to want to sign up for that because right now it's still free, and you can get a year subscription to that for absolutely nothing except taking the time to go over there and sign up for it. And when you do, you're going to receive a free download of my audio recording, Realize Who You Are. So take the time to do that for yourself right now. That's really important. That's Judy at judymorio.com. And thank you for joining me today. We are talking about finding your most assertive self. And like I said before, you were born with assertiveness. You have assertiveness within you. So it's very, very important for you to find it and to be able to use it. You know, Abraham Lincoln once said, I don't like that man. I think I'll get to know him better. And many times, you know, when we think we don't like people or we find people difficult to get along with, it's usually because we don't understand them. And once you understand other people, you can find better ways to interact with them. You can interact more assertively. And sometimes you might never, ever end up friends, but you'll be able to work together with the person and get along and show respect. You know, it's not absolutely important for us to like everybody we work with, but it is important for us to show respect to them. Just, you know, not to talk about them behind their back or complain about them, because complaining only makes you feel more uncomfortable. It doesn't. And the people you complain to, they don't want to hear about complaints. That's negativity that you're dumping into their environment. So try to be more assertive. Try to stay in your comfort zone. Don't go complaining about people. There are some things you can do, actually. There are several steps that you can take to help you understand other people better. And one of the things is to build your knowledge. You know, read more, learn more, learn more about people's personalities and dispositions. There's a very good audio cassette that I just got recently, and it was from Tony Alessandra, and the name of it is Relationship Strategies. And it tells you how to get along better with other people. It's Tony Alessandra is the guy that wrote the book, The Platinum Rule. And in his audio program, he talks about using the Platinum Rule to create instant rapport. And that's one of the things that we want to do, is we want to learn to understand other people's behavior. And that way, we can learn to be more compatible with people without allowing them to step all over our rights. We also want to learn to understand our own personality and why we act and behave the way we do. And so anything you can read or that you can listen to that will help you like this, I would do it, because we need to be involved in lifelong learning. And do you know that only 10% of all professionals read nonfiction books? Only 10%. And really, truly, very few people, if you look at all the people on Earth, very few people go to seminars. They don't go and learn new things or learn how to handle people better. And so you be one of those people. You build your knowledge. You go to seminars. You listen to audio cassette programs. And in my book, You Are More Than Enough, I give you all kinds of strategies and ideas for how to get along better with other people. And you see, one of the very first things that You Are More Than Enough does is it helps you to build your own self-esteem, because when you build your own self-esteem, when you feel better about who you are, when you are not going to let people walk all over your rights, then it's going to be easier for you to take action and for you to stand up for yourself and for you to say, wait a minute, that's not right. That's just not right. You see, a lot of people think that knowledge is power, and, you know, we could know everything in the world about assertiveness, but unless we take action, we don't have power. You have to take action on what you know in order to have power. So you want to do something every day that's going to move you toward taking more assertive action. And you can start just with little things by saying no to things that don't really matter one way or another, just so you get kind of in the habit of it. And you're going to need to take some risk. You're going to need to step outside that box. Sometimes you're going to have to say to someone, no, no, no. Because very often we get caught up and we start thinking, I can't do that, or I don't have the authority to make that decision, or I'm not sure I can get that approved, or I've never done it that way. Just remember, if it's the appropriate thing to do, if it's the appropriate thing to do, then that is the right thing to do. And so if you have the knowledge and you take the action, but you take action based upon thinking, that's very, very important. You've got to think about it and then do it. And don't put things off. Don't wait for another time in order to make something happen. If somebody says something to you that's inappropriate, just right now, right at that time, say, that is inappropriate. I would appreciate it if you don't speak to me that way. That is not offensive, and you haven't done anything except try to teach people how to treat you. And we do. We teach people how to treat us. If we put up with people doing and saying things that are not appropriate, they will keep doing it. So it's very important for you to let people know what is appropriate and what they can say to you and what they can't say to you and what they can do in your presence and what they can't. You have to be able to say those things. And I know some of you are saying, well, yeah, you're telling me I have to be able, but I'm scared. Well, that's how you overcome fear. That's how you overcome doubt. That's how you overcome any kind of uncertainty, is to first, you know, build your knowledge and then take action and take risk. And once you do that, what's going to happen is you're going to start to feel more confident. You're going to feel more like you can handle it. You're going to feel good about yourself because you have taken an assertive behavior. Now, when we talk about situations, sometimes I want you to realize that it is appropriate to walk away from a situation. Even though it's passive, it's appropriate, so that makes it assertive. And there are other times when it absolutely will not do you any benefit for you to walk away. And you don't want to walk away and say, well, I should have said, or I could have said, or I should have done. You want to handle the situation. So how do you handle a situation? How do you take that action? Well, the first thing, you've got to think about the situation. Is it big or is it little? Is it a big deal to you or is it not a big deal? Is it something that's annoying you and you want it to stop? So think of something right now that annoys you that you want it to stop. And then think of who's doing it. Who do you need to talk to get this particular behavior to quit annoying you? Is it your wife? Is it your husband? Is it a child? Is it a neighbor? Is it your boss? Is it someone, a teammate at work? Who is the one person you need to speak to in order to get what you say you want? And don't choose someone who's going to agree with you. Choose the person who has the authority or the ability to make that happen. Who has the authority or the ability to make what you want actually happen? And then set your goal. And I know people think all I talk about is setting goals, but setting goals is so important no matter whether it's something you want in life or if it's some behavior you want somebody else to change. And we can't change anyone else, but we can certainly set a goal of what it is that we want. And then you can have a conversation with the person and talk to them about what you want them to change. And you need to come to some agreement with this person when you talk to them. And so you have to be sure that what you want from the person is realistic. Is it possible for that person to accomplish that once you've told them what you want. Some people can and some people can't. So you've got to make sure, is it possible that they could change their behavior? Is it possible they could do what you want? And then another thing you want to be sure about is you want to be very specific about what it is you want. If you want your teenage son to clean his room, then it's very important for you to tell him what he needs to pick up and what he needs to put away, and create a picture for him of how that room's supposed to look when it is considered clean. So you want to be real specific about things, and then be very, very clear. And clear and specific are very close, but they're not exactly the same thing. So you've got to make sure that there are certain things that you don't want as well as what you do want. So you make sure that you make it clear to the other person that you don't want to hear any complaints, you don't want to hear any talking about anybody behind their back, or like with your son, you want to make it clear that you don't want to see clothes thrown under the bed or wadded up in the closet. You don't want everything pushed into the closet and the door shut. What you do want is, and be real specific about what it is that you want. Because very often it's very hard to make our goals clear to another person when we're in conversation. Because, you know, there's all kinds of things going on when you're having a conversation with another person. There's what you think you said, and there's what you said, and there's what you, the other person thought that you said, and there's what the other person thought that you meant by what you said. So there's all kinds of things going on there. So you've got to be sure that you're realistic, that you're specific, and you're clear. And I would ask the other person just to make sure that I expressed this the way that I meant to. Could you tell me what you understood? Because it's very important to hear what they understood us to say. And that is also assertive, to ask the other person to repeat back what they understood you to say, because it is appropriate. What you're trying to do is you're trying to find out if there was understanding. And if there is no understanding, there is absolutely no communication. And that's the whole thing about communication, is that there is some understanding going on. Assertiveness is one of our most important communication skills. And so it's important for you to stand up for your own rights and to say the things that you want to say. But you do that without hurting someone else, without stomping all over their rights, without saying things to them that are inappropriate. So assertiveness is finding the right place between being passive and being aggressive. Assertiveness is knowing the behavior to adopt that gets you and others the results that you want by the best possible method. So it is important for you to concentrate on relationships and build the relationship, because you don't want to destroy the relationship by handling it inappropriately. This is Judy Morio, and this is Choices. And today we've been talking about finding your most assertive self. And listeners, I always want to talk about what it is you want to hear about. So just contact me, Judy, at judymorio.com, and let me know if there's anything that you have in mind that you'd like me to talk about, or you'd like any kinds of questions that you have that you would like me to answer for you. I appreciate you joining me today, and go to my website and sign up for my free monthly newsletter, and you'll also receive that audio download of my recording, Realize Who You Are, as well as the newsletter. And that newsletter is going to give you tips and techniques for building a better tomorrow. So that's Judy at judymorio.com. Please go over there and sign up right away, and also let me know what sort of things that you want to hear. Bye. Have a good day, and remember, you are more than enough.